right, it's the musical 9 to 5, Fort Finley Playhouse. Got some details coming up. Your Country Now, 100.5 WKXA. Rex Howard, good morning. WTO 11 Now weather. We've had a few clouds and some pop-up showers and thunderstorms today. A little windy. 78 details here soon.
Stumble to the kitchen, pour myself a cup of ambition and yawn and stretch. And
so, yeah, get ready for the musical 9 to 5. That's Dolly Parton. The song which she wrote, by the way. That was kind of the deal she to be in the movie, I think. We've got Ryan Parker here who plays Franklin Hart. Good morning.
Good morning, Finley. Good morning, Rex.
How are you? So we've got the musical 9 to 5 down at the Fort Finley Playhouse, and it gets going a week from today, right?
That's right. Yeah, we open May 8th. That's a Thursday, and then we go on for the rest of the weekend there, and goes on for the rest of the month, 15th through the 18th and the 22nd through the 25th.
So, yeah, musical. Always Fort Finley Playhouse as a musical, and goes those at least a couple weekends.
Yeah, the musical is usually about three weekends. Mm-hmm. Usually, if it's a non-musical, I believe it's usually about 2 weeks. So,
yeah.
Very good. It's our big last number of the season.
Yeah.
Our show, I should say.
Big show. Big show. So, talk about the musical at Fort Finley Playhouse and all the folks that are involved. You play the sexist boss, right?
I sure do. I play the very inappropriate sexist boss. So it's very similar to the 9 to 5 movie that Dolly Parton was a part of. Mm-hmm. Dolly Parton actually wrote all the music for this musical as well.
Oh, okay.
Which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
And it's the story is basically just like the movie. You have Franklin Hart, who I play. I'm a horrible sexist boss. I'm mean to everyone.
That's not typecasting, is it?
You know, there's been a lot of jokes about that lately, and I'm like, wait a second. And I have a staff that works for me, three very independent women who basically they get tired of my shenanigans, and they decide to take care of me if you've seen the movie, kidnapping me, and then all kinds of shenanigans happen after that. And it's hilarious. It's one of the funniest shows I've ever been in. It's so well written. I mean, you're laughing your socks off the whole time. It's great. The music's great. It's upbeat, fun, and it's set in this 1979. So we're gonna have some 1979 hairstyles and clothes, and we're trying to make it look like a office from the 70s. So it's pretty cool.
Very good. Probably some slang in there. That was our question this morning, the old slang.
Yeah, be some old slang there. And some jokes, too, that, from that era as well. So if you grew up in the 70s or, early 80s, you'll definitely be getting some of those little Easter eggs in the show.
Ryan Parker and he's in the 9 to 5 musical, The Sexist Boss. Tell us some of the other characters who play them.
So we had Violet, who is played by Daphne Bauer. Violet is, she is the strong-willed employee that I basically treat her like garbage the whole show. and she's the one that really kind of gets the other girls together and is like, hey, let's stop this man from treating us this way. We also have Doralee, who is played by Megan Meyer. And Doralee is the Dolly Parton character. Doralee if you can imagine what Dolly Parton would be like, she has that Southern flair,
right.
Kind of plays a little, your typical, I guess, was stereotypical blonde in the show. There I go. I'm sounding like Franklin Hart right now. And then we have Judy, played by Sam Henry, and she's kind of the new employee in the office. Mm-hmm. And the three of them are the ringleaders that teach me a very, very valuable lesson to not treat people like poorly in the workforce.
Right. So people probably pretty much hate you through the musical and At the end of They Love You or no?
You know, I'm trying to go for that love to hate, hate to love thing. But right. Yeah, it's the character's written real well where I can still have a lot of fun and be a jerk at the same time.
Perfect. Very good. All right. So grab your tickets up. They'll go fast if they haven't already for Findlay Playhouse.
Yeah, they are going fast. We still have quite a few seats left open. You can get tickets by going to fortfinleyplayhouse.org and ordering tickets anytime. You can also call Fort Findlay House phone number. I don't have the box office numbers with me at the moment, but you can also call and get tickets that way as well.
Okay.
And you won't be disappointed if you're looking for a fun, uplifting show that's hilarious. Mm-hmm. And like I said, it's the music's written by Dolly Parton, so you can't go wrong with that.
No. She also learned everybody's lines too, I think.
Oh my gosh. I'm not surprised.
She
that
didn't know
remarkable.
She didn't have to do that, but I know I'm going one night. I'm not sure night yet.
Perfect. I look forward to having you.
I just do what my wife tells me. Fort Findlay Playhouse, 9 to 5, the musical coming up a week from tonight. Weekends. Ryan Parker, thanks for coming in. Break a leg.
I appreciate you, Rex. Thank you so much.
Your country now, 100.5 WKXA.